Taking chances is our game. We're headed to the big show in the Poker Hall of Fame. I got a gal, and she's crazy about me. I love my baby, and my baby loves me. Cashing in my chips, I'm headed for the door. I gotta get home before my poker playing mama gets sore. Got a gal and she's crazy about me. I love my baby, that's right. My baby loves me. But I'm a poker playing papa. I'm always on the draw. Never satisfied, always pushed the pot for more. Sitting on a short stack, really in the days. I know I'm supposed to call her, but I'm probably gonna raise.
Sitting at a table at a little cafe, cleaning our plates like some kind of a race. We finished our meal without making a sound. I glanced at him, he flagged the waitress down. She brought us our check and said, "Will that be all?" He said, "Yeah, thanks," and sent her off with a nod. Sure she was thinking, "I don't know about those guys." When she counted her tip, she had to smile. What I got from him is my stubborn side, and the tap in my fingers on the wheel when I drive, and the gift of keeping strangers an arm's length away. Not knowing what I'm thinking behind my poker face. When I'm stuck in a crowd at a party somewhere with people that I'm supposed to know, I don't do small talk, but I'll shake your hand and you'll wonder about me. And I'll consider us friends. What I got from him is my quiet side, and annoyed everybody with how slow I can drive, and the habit of never calling anybody by name. So they're never quite sure if I know who they are as they try to read my poker face. So if you see us out at some little cafe, cleaning our plates like some kind of a race, and you can't figure out if we're happy or mad, that's the way that we like it, me and my dad. And I tend to be a little bit cheap, but I tip pretty well and I'm easy to please. Arms length away, and I like keeping secrets behind my poker face.
David Potts, the song is called Poker Face Roy, Bookbinder. Dead Poker Playing Papa before that, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. And this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana WMCO, New Concord KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio. The Sound Hound is right around the corner, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. But first, we have a feature for Black History Month from our archives today. Youth collected reflections from Devontae Butler of Homewood. Interviewers Sean McGinnister and Greg Smith captured this interview on August 23rd, 2018.
My name is Sean McGinnister. I'm 17 years old.
My name is Gregory Smith. I am 14 years old.
And we interviewed Devontae Butler on August 23rd, 2018.
I grew up in Homewood. It was right in Flory Way. A typical day was, you know, just, it was like survival. Like, it was a survival series. Well, I had to learn at around like the age of 6 how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and how to allow that to be satisfaction for me when you really didn't know what a real meal looked like. Whatever was in front of you, that was the definition. I pretty much would say because of my environment, my definition will be different to someone else's definition that had a little bit more, I would say. My mom was the type of person where she broke her back. She did everything that she could to make sure that I seen work ethic. And through her work ethic, the hope was that I would develop work ethic. So the one thing about education and anything that someone else might want for you is my mom really pushed me to a place where before she knew that she could push me towards getting a great education, she had a desire to get me to want to be willing to push myself first. So that was through her example with working and stuff like that. And I would just say, like, that's the big thing, like, to be able to and willing to push yourself. Now, 20 years old, I had one ambition, that one game plan that you might have that you feel like, yo, I'm going to do this. It's going to change my situation. And that was to throw a party for my brother who had passed away. And it was like the biggest thing I ever did in my life, right? It really showed me that I was more than what I even thought about myself, you know, because growing up, I never had a birthday party. So I never had like a birthday party, friends come over. So I was that kid. I always wonder like, yo, if I had a party, right? Like when you don't never have a party, you wonder like, if I had a party, like would people come or who would come, right? So like that was my mindset. Once I seen the amount of people, I was like, wow, that's crazy. A month after that, my brothers had asked me to take them up to Edinburgh to go see some females. So I was like, nah, at first, because I didn't really want to go. But then they said I'll give me some gas money. And keep in mind, I lost all my jobs. So I'm like, dang, I might have to use that. So I said, yeah, I didn't want to drive. So I let my brother drive. It was 5 of us in a car, my vehicle. We're going 80 miles per hour. Almost at Edinburgh, we slipped on some black ice. Car spun out on my side. I was in the passenger seat. And I remember just smacking a guardrail. And I just blacked out. Next thing you know, all I remember is waking up outside the vehicle. So I'm outside the car. I can't move my body. I'm in the snow. 2 other of my brothers outside the car as well, too. So I'm like, bro, like, what's going on? I didn't even get a chance to see the vehicle. I had to get 2 ambulances to the hospital, right? 2 different ambulances to the hospital. I got to the hospital. My one brother was there. He was the one person out of all of us who didn't have a scratch injury on his body. The one person, right? So I asked him, I said, bro, what happened? And he looked at me dead in the eye and said, bro, I prayed. And when he said that, you know, it still gives me chills, like, because when he said that, that's when I knew God saved my life. Like, that's when I knew that there was something more. When I had got a chance to see the vehicle, it was like a week later, because I'm wondering, like, I'm in the front seat. How did I get outside the car, right? Like, so that's the question. How did you get outside the car? $1 million question. No windows was broken. No doors were open except one window. Guess what window it was? the back window. I went through the back window, through the front seat. So just no other explanation but God. I'm CEO and president of an organization known as Reaching New Dreams and Recognizing Talents. Our organization specializes in planning and hosting events for young adults. Our organization has been up and running for 5 years. The next time you get a moment, opportunity, let somebody experience you, the real you. And here's the thing, there ain't no platform for it. My poetry started at Walmart, outside of it. Hey, bro, I got this poem, you want to hear it? From that, now I get paid to do poetry. What turned into a hobby or just a small thing is now the biggest thing. My speaking came from 3 people in a meeting. My passion came from my hunger from suffering. And now I get a chance to let everybody experience it. Why? Because it was something that I did from the heart, and it's something that I maintain consistently. You feel what I'm saying? Like, so don't take it lightly, because when you really impactful, people are going to look at you dumb. They're going to look at you like, what is he really doing? People are not going to be able to catch up to what God is really doing, because God can take the unordinary and do the extraordinary. Where it got to come from, it got to come from your heart. And as long as you willing and daring to be consistent, stop expecting everybody to come up to you and pat you on the back. Like, I don't need nobody to tell me I'm a great speaker, I'm a great poet, or whatever the case may be. They're going to see the results because I never stop. Even before I even go up against what I'm about to go up against, I believe in my heart and I'm confident in my heart. I'm already a champion. Use your pain. Get so mad at what you don't got to force yourself to go get it. And sometimes I gotta dig to really say, I've been great all along. But it ain't really until I start digging and doing some research on who I am and why I had to experience everything that I experienced for me to really see. Like, this is why I had to go through this. This is why I had to be from this neighborhood. This is why I had to have tough parents. This is why I had to not have my dad in my life. Your pain is going to be the difference in your outcome.
Devontae Butler of Homewood. From an oral history interview collected by SLB-trained youth interviewers Sean McGinnister and Greg Smith, published August 23rd, 2018. You can hear more interviews from our oral history collection at slbradio.org/catalog. slbradio.org/catalog. Now it's a time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. The Sound Hound is going to be here in just a moment. Sound Hound, would you mind giving us just a few moments, and then we'll have you come back. Would that be okay? Thank you.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's spacialaudio.com.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Joyce Megerson Moore and Leon Gray are going to join us in about 10 minutes to talk about Feed the Beast, the latest New Horizon Theater production. It opens February 13th and runs through the 23rd. We'll speak with them in a little bit. Sound Hound, are you ready? Okay, let me try to get the sound away. Ricky, do you want to gently hold the Sound Hound's rear legs as I try to have this battle with him? Because he's holding on to this week's sound very, very intently. I'm not sure why. Thank you. Whew. Here is the sound that he brought for this week. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Once again, if you would please. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Good luck with today's Sound Hound puzzle. As always, kids, adults, and everybody in between, welcome to play along.
Love by me. myself beside the bones of my beautiful Annabelle Lee. I'll make my bed near the rising tide, and her tune by the sounding sea.
Sarah Jarrow's there with Annabelle Lee here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And you heard the great Tierney Sutton before that. And All I Want. That's a great album. It's called After Blue. And it features a lot of Joni Mitchell songs, as might not be surprising. A lot of correct answers coming in to our Soundhound puzzle. Carla is going to join us in just a moment. In fact, let's have Carla reveal the correct answer now, and then I'll let you know who else got it and some of the interesting guesses that were not correct, yet still quite interesting. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. You sound strong of voice and like you're feeling a bit better health-wise this morning. I hope so.
Yes, I am, and I got a good report from my cardiologist. You know, I'm still a little bit weak, and, you know, they just told me that some things that I got to do, but, you know, I'm doing well.
Good. Well, here's how...
Let's say it this way. I'm in good shape for the shape I'm in.
What's that? That song... I wanted to find out what condition my condition is in.
Yes. I just dropped in to see what my condition was in. That was in the winter of 1968, February or so, the first edition.
Thank you. That was going to bug me for a long time, who did that song. And that song and Tighten Up, I always think of those two songs together somehow. Here's the sound again.
They were popular at the same time.
Yeah. You figured that out. What's that the sound of?
That is a zipper, as opposed to a zither.
Yes, a zipper. We had a few guesses of zip tie, which are close, but the sound of a zipper, a plastic zipper most likely, I think, as opposed to a metal one.
Yes, and zippers, I like zippers, except I don't know why. I have a hard time with them on jackets and coats, just getting them started.
I had a tough time.
I don't like it when they get off the track.
I have a down jacket that has seen a lot of use over the years, and I had a little trouble with the zipper the other day, and that made me think of that sound, actually, because it's nice to have zippers on a coat like that because it seals you shut, but I had a little bit of trouble with that.
Yeah, I am having trouble with the zipper on. I have this suitcase that I'm having trouble.
Yes.
Nobody seems to be able to repair it.
I have somebody going crazy with the zipper sound there. Yeah, they're hard to fix. In any event, well, Donna, I'm glad that you got it correct. You were among the very first, so I'm happy that that's the case.
Well, I want to wish you all a happy, Valentine's Day is going to happen this week. So
yes, Valentine's Day. I'm glad you reminded me. It's and 6 days away. Valentine's Day.
It's Heart Month. It's Heart Care. It's the Heart Awareness Month. And the beat goes on.
Indeed. Thank you. You got another song in there. Thanks, care. Carla. Take care.
Yeah, thank you. And your show gets my weekend off to a good start.
Thank you, Carla. lots of other correct answers coming in, and I'm going to try to go through them all. Mike and Mars, who I think has gotten them all this morning. Now, let's see. Katrina in New Bethlehem got the correct answer. Emma, who's listening with Katrina and family, Emma thought it might be a chicken squeezing through a net. Quinn thought it might be a dog. Zane, I thought this too, Zane. Zane thought it might be the sound of ripping your pants. But Katrina knew it was the zipper we were looking for. Kids, those were very creative guesses. This one confused me at first. Russ said, it sounds like Phoebe Snow, like Poetry Man. And for a moment, I thought Russ lost it. And then I think he was talking about Tierney Sutton as she was singing. Kevin, good to hear from you. He is in Allegheny Township in Westmoreland County, and he got it. Tommy in Virginia also came up with the correct answer as well, knowing that it was the zipper. And a few more are coming in. John in Economy Borough said it sounds like a zipper on a suitcase, to be specific. Ralph and Donna said it sounds like Aunt Bertha planting a big one on your cheek just before handing over a plate of cookies. Let's see. It's not that. That's from Ralph and Old Crabtree. It's a good alternative. Caden and Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania both agree as to the correct answer. Bruce and Ingram knew it was a zipper. Tegan lets us know that Otis, Lark, and Drew, and also Tegan, have agreed. It's unanimous. It's a zipper. Jack and Theo thought it might be somebody rubbing a piece of rubber together. And I kind of hear that. That rubbing sound. That from Ty in Valencia. Kathy and Ty Nesta came up with the sound. Zipping closed, like a suitcase. Jack thought, that was Kathy's guess. Jack thought it might be a needle going across a phonograph record. And I hear that sound. John mentioned a zipper being worked on a suitcase. Rich in Edinburgh came up with the correct answer. Russ and Sharon and Kang came up with it. John and Addie and East Deer have the right answer, as does Susie in Alexandria. John and Carrick thought it might be a zip tie. All so close, but the answer we were looking for this morning is the sound of a zipper. Well done with our Sound Hound puzzle for today. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge is coming up in about 10 minutes. Horizon Theater is a very important part of Pittsburgh. They present plays that have been written in a unique style, authentic, generally contemporary plays that look at significant times. The plays might be contemporary, but often they feature historic times, and this is one such play. And I should have Joyce Meggers and Moore of New Horizon Theater talk about it, because she is a much better spokesperson than me. Good morning. How are you, Joyce?
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Good. I feel like we haven't talked to each other in a long, long time.
No, I always enjoy coming on and telling your audience about our next production. And so we thank you for this opportunity.
Oh, you bet. And this one is called Feed the Beast. And I don't, you know, I want to call it an important play because it's about issues that I think are being forgotten sometimes. And it's I know Leon Gray's treatment will be fantastic. Tell us a little bit about Feed the Beast.
Okay, well, it's about, and we saw it, New Horizon Theater saw it at the Black Theater Festival in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and thought that it would be a wonderful piece to bring to Pittsburgh. It's about the Tuskegee study of untreated syphilis in Black males. And it went on for 40 years, from 1932 to 1972, where these men were treated, untreated for syphilis unknowingly. And so Leon tells this story. He shows you about the history of it, but he also shows you the human part of the man. As you say, Leon treats this so differently that you can receive very bad information in a different light, but still be able to learn about what happened during that time. And that this is one of such plays. This treatment of the Black male went on, as I say, for 40 years for nearly 400 African-American men with syphilis. And the purpose of the study was to observe the effects of the disease when untreated. And so this study was sanctioned by the government, the Health Department, Public Health Service, and also later on with another governmental entity. And so the story is, it would sound like it would be a downer, you know, when you come in to see it, but you know the way Leon tells his stories, you get the good with the bad, and you're able to see it and want to see more and want to study more about what happened during that time period.
I think one of the most startling parts of all of this is the year it ended and was revealed. Which I believe was 1972, is that right?
Yes, 1972. Mm-hmm.
That's not too long ago, and it's certainly at a time when most people would think something like this could never happen. Mm-hmm. But here was this study where men known to be sick could have been treated and were not treated. Mm-hmm. And were not did not know that they could have been treated, and it's really just an incredible situation. And it's called Feed the Beast, the Tuskegee experiment on the Negro male. And you may know this as you listen to Joyce Meggers and Moore and I talk, but Southwestern Pennsylvania had quite a few Tuskegee airmen, not necessarily in this group of men, but serving our country during that time. So there's a lot of interest in all things Tuskegee airmen here in the Pittsburgh area and surrounding area.
And Leon says that he's constantly drawn to untold narratives about the African-American experience. And so his work strives to shed light on forgotten or unknown moments in our history. illuminating them for future generations. So he tells these stories in a fascinating way, intriguing too, and it's going to be great for young people to hear. He gives us the age of 14 years and up, so we're trying to work with some schools, and we are asking, you know, families to bring their persons out to see this fascinating and motivational play.
Now,
story, true story.
It opens February 13th, that's a Thursday, and closes February 23rd. And there are all sorts of times. There's evening performances at 7:30. There's Sunday matinees at 3 o'clock. I see a Saturday. Oh no, Saturday matinees at 3. I'm sorry. Oh, no, there's Sunday
and Sunday
one,
too. We have two. And then, you know, we have that student matinee, which is pretty much full because we only have a smaller space at the Helen Wayne Rowe rehearsal hall, and it's going to be done one day, but people can come out in the evenings and, as you say, on the weekend matinees. So there are 11 opportunities to see this production.
The best thing to do is newhorizontheater.org. You can click right on the link and you'll see all of the shows listed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Two runs on this series of dates starting on the 13th through the 23rd of February, plus that Wednesday matinee on the 19th. And as Dr. Moore just mentioned, the play is at Pittsburgh Public Theater downtown. You know where that is, in Katz Plaza, adjacent to it, that Helen Wayne Rowe Rehearsal Hall is where it's going to be. So it's not too hard to get to there by mass transit or by car. There's plenty of parking around that area, and you can get some suggestions on parking on the website as well. Joyce, I'm so glad that you could join us today, and here's to a great run.
I'd just like to add, thank you, that we appreciate your being our media sponsor, Saturday Light Brigade Radio. So we appreciate that, and we are in our second year with this sponsorship. So we just wanted to thank you and Ricky and the rest of your team for welcoming us.
It is our pleasure to be part of it, and here's to a good run. I hope to make it down to see it.
Thank you. I'll be there every day at the box office, so we would love to have you.
Thanks. Take care. That's Dr. Joyce Magerson, more of New Horizon Theater, and along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. We're going to get right to our afterthoughts puzzle, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Nick and Wes Mifflin said that zipper that you just heard the Soundhound bring along might need a little bit of beeswax, although it would probably be a tougher sound to identify if we added the beeswax. And very careful listeners noted that we neither fed nor watered the Soundhound. We'll do a little bit of feeding there. Give him a... Oh, are you done? That was quick. He's done, and a little bit of a drink. Attaboy. Easy. And our afterthoughts puzzle. Okay, you know when the tongue starts to hit the bowl that it's time to
stop. Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage Theater's production of I Never Saw Another Butterfly and the Terezin Promise takes place at the New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's North Side from February 28th through March 9th as part of its 28th season of Strength, Voices, and Hope. More details are available at primestage.com.
now it is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for this morning's After Thoughts Puzzle. Tell us, please, what one word naturally follows count, break, and sun. Count, break, and sun, as in F-U-N, sun. Count, break, and sun. One word naturally follows those three. Do you have any idea what word that is?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Let's hear from you. 412-200-5975.
All I want is potato chips. Potato chips. How my mouth does dip. Potato chips. How my mouth does dip. Crunch, crunch. I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. No matter where it is, you'll always find a bag around. Be in a bar, a picnic, even a baseball ground. Potato chips, how my mouth does drip. Potato chips, oh, drip, drip, drip. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Bang, bang, bang. Crunchy, crunchy potato chips. Crunch, crunchy, crunchy. A crunch, crunch, crunch. I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Potato chips. How my mouth does drip. Potato chips. Crunchy, 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 crunchy. Don't bring me no lunch. All I want is potato chips. No matter where it is, you'll find a bag around. I could be even in a bar, a picnic, a baseball ground. It doesn't matter. All those potato, potato chips. Potato, potato, a chippy chippo. Crunch, crunch, don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips.
Lots of guesses coming in, and you can still play along with us. 412-200-5975. We're looking for the word that follows count, break, and sun. S-U-N.
Well, right down the street from your house and mine, you heard somebody holler second line. We're gonna shake that thing. Yeah, we're gonna shake that thing. Everybody is gonna second line. We're gonna jump, shout, wave your flag, twirl an umbrella like it's got legs. We're gonna second line. Hey, second line. Everybody over here know you got a second line. S
the shout goes out to the neighborhood. Everybody's jumping, gonna do as good as on a second line. Yeah, second line. Well, the young and old, everybody's second line. Old Miss Maddie sitting in her chair, drops her sewing and she gives a cheer. Trumpets blowing, tubas wail. The drummers have the beat, you know. Yeah, it's late. Second line.
Charmaine Neville. I wonder if my friend Melinda is listening. I know she's getting ready for Mardi Gras as it happens soon. Down in New Orleans. Part of the fun of Afterthoughts is people love to come up with additional clues. Come On was one. That was just given to us. Still have about a month to go for Mardi Gras, Ricky, is that right? But it's never too early to start getting interested. Slim Galliard did the song Potato Chips. So we're looking for the one word that follows count, break, and sun, S-U-N. You could add melt, mark, and touch as clues. And Stu suggested boogie on as a clue. Hello to Craig. Craig got the correct answer. Good to hear from you, Craig. Karen in Kaiser, West Virginia, came up with it. Good to hear from you, Karen. Listening on WKYW. In Kaiser, West Virginia. A correct answer from Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights. From Patrick, also in Stanton Heights. And Tommy got the correct answer and added the clues first. Goose and get. Get is right up there with boogie on as a clue. Dust Bowl Jack in Warren, Ohio, has the correct answer. Stu also added fall and burn. Susan came up with the correct answer, as did Rich in Edinburgh, Maggie, and Tim. Have it as well. Barbara in Highland Park got it. Angie in Myers has the correct answer. John in Carrick. John in Economy Borough. Jim in Crafton Heights. All with the correct answer so far. And it looks like Bonnie has it. Let me read her message. It looks like she had two different guesses. Oh, she had up as a guess. I think that works. Count up, break up, and sun up. It does work. But then when you add some of those other, well, mark up, touch up, melt up, maybe not. We were looking for down. Count down, break down, sundown, boogie on down, burn down. Come on down! Congratulations if you came up with down. I'm checking social media here quickly to see if I missed any answers that came in that way. All of our puzzles are on Facebook, and you can follow us there at SLB Radio. Ralph came up with the correct answer. Down, the word we were looking for. If you came up with it, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 15 minutes.
Down. My computer's down, down. My computer's down, down. And punch it in is all we do. Right from the day we got those VDTs, my life has been so full of misery. No one knows what we've been through. And punch it in is all we do. They say that using software's hard to do. Now I know that it's true. This program's blowing my mind. I tried to enter EKG, it came up under Valentine. I wish I knew what switched to bulb. I think the situation's terminal. The system's down and punch it in is all we do. They say that using software's hard to do. Now I know that it's true. This project's flat on its face. A virus got my program and it's eating up my database. I wish I knew what switched to bulb. I think the situation's the system's down and I am too. And punch it in is all we do. And punch it in is all we do. Punch it in is all we do. Punch it in is all we do.
Don't wanna but to make you hit everybody. Never at home. The money rolls in. We spend every dime. my bills. Open that briefcase and close that deal. Gridlock in the daily grind. Got a piece of the rock, but no peace of mind. It's time to turn every last thing around. We got a small up and simple down.
Saturday Light Brigade and Small Up and Simple Down. And you also heard Punch It In, the booming bass voice of DC Fitzgerald at the beginning there, and Feeney as well. With a great tune. Congratulations again if you solved our Afterthoughts puzzle. I think I mentioned everybody. If I missed your name or if you are playing along without actively participating, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. You're a big part of all we do. Special note, Fat Man D is going to be here at 9:30 with a pop-up live performance. If you have not heard this great jazz vocalist and human being before, I think you'll enjoy her. Carlos Pena is going to be here accompanying her on guitar. Coming up at 10 o'clock, an amazing thing. It's a high school brass band called the Spit Valves. And there are about a dozen students or so that are going to be here in our studios playing live. At 10:35 this morning, Streaming Justice will be presented, a segment from our January 20th, 2025 Streaming Justice webcam, or webcam, web, not a webcam, a webcast. I had trouble reading the S and the T in what's in front of me here. Don't mind me. I'm doing too many things at once. But in any event, our webcast of January 20th, 2025 will be featured for Saya, a 12th grader at Swickley Academy. Morgan, also a senior at Oakland Catholic. And Waylon, a 7th grader at Ingomar Middle School, plus Archer, who's the 7th grader at Quaker Valley, all will discuss Dr. Martin Luther King's speeches and also how significant historic moments are being taught in schools today. That's at 10:35. And then at 11, Dan Petrich is going to be here with live music. You think I'd know how to do this by now? It's birthday time. And if you have a birthday, it's quite possible a friend or family member wanted us to celebrate it with you. And here they come. Happy birthday today, February 8th, to Monica from John, Louise from Dad, Joe, Tim from Gretchen, Katie, and Brian, Julia from Dad, Mom, Peter, Andrew, and Maria, Sam of Crafton from Janet, Dawn, Julia, and Gregory, Brendan of Allison Park from Jim and Joan, and Jay of Youngstown, Ohio, from your aunt, Ricky, and your uncle, Larry, and the whole family. Happy birthday tomorrow to Nick of West Mifflin, from Brother Tom, and all your cousins on Shea Mountain. Anne from Dan, Jim, and Beth. Liam of Verona from Mom and Dad. Diane of Avalon from Gary and Stephen. And Madeline of Mercer from Jackson and family. Coming up on February 10th, we have Fred of Crescent, Sherry of Elwood City, from Dom and the kids and your extended family, David of San Francisco, from Katie Clay, Bethany, and Jeffrey, Bob from Joanna, and Scott from Ellen, Laura, and Andy. On February 11th, Tuesday, Sarah from Kelsey of Jeanette, Francie of Canonsburg from Mom, Dad, and Ava, John from daughter Annie, Quay of Cranberry from Dad, John, Mom, Carol, and sister Ray, Catherine of O'Hara, Tom of Glassport from Karen, Tanya, and Jackie, Garrett of McMurray from Mark Cretchen, Brendan, and Finn. Emily, happy birthday to you, Emily, from Mom, Dad, and Gussie. Mammy of Georgia, from Chris, Steve, and Lauren. And on February 12th, as we'll be celebrating with her in about half an hour, Fat Man D celebrates. Stephen from Martha and David of Friendship. Joe of Bethel Park, also on the 12th, from Kathy, Vicky, Stephen, and Laura. Shirley of Crescent, from son Fred and husband Fred. Cooper from your mom, Kelsey, your dad, and Mason, also on the 12th. Mia of Monroeville, from daughter Ellie, and Jessica of Upper St. Clair, from Tim, and Hunter and Tanner, your sons. Derek of Mars, from Georgine, Ken, Connor, and Kaylee May, celebrates on Thursday, February 13th. And on Valentine's Day, we have Adrienne of Scott Township, from your mom and dad. Julia of Shadyside, from your mom, dad, and sister Kayla. Anna of Bridgeville, from your family. Twins Adam and Warren of Pittsburgh, from your family. And Jane of the Children's Museum, from your family. And your friends at SLB. And just born yesterday, Alexa Bosick of our staff. I'm not sure if we had Alexa on last week's list or not, but I wanted to be sure we had her on this week's birthday announcements. Happy belated birthday, Alexa.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
And if you include the birthday person's mailing address, we will make sure their card is hand-delivered by a vital United States government employee with a uniform included. broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLB Radio. .org/radio. We're going to play Guess Who in a few moments. Here's a song I think you'll recognize done a little differently. Elaine Dame, the artist.
Something good. Tell me that you like it.